Fidelma, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
And she tells it very well, lads. Go ahead. This is another lotto win.
Yeah, it was my dad years and years ago. Now, I'm originally from Waterville in County Kerry. And my dad, it was, you know, the time when lotto wasn't just after kind of coming in, and you used to be only able to buy it in the pharmacy down in Waterville.
That's where they had the machine. In Waterville.
Inside in the pharmacy, yeah. So, you know, it was the time when you filled out.
How long ago are we talking about?
Christ, I'd say, I was trying to say, with Vivian there, I'd say it could be 35, 40 years ago, like.
So you had to, you know, all of the numbers were in little bubbles.
Years. Maybe it was probably back in the time when it was only coming out. It wasn't very, whenever it started, I'd say.
Okay, right back at the start, yeah.
At the time, yeah. So, yeah, you'd have the little slips. I remember you'd fill in the little bubbles of all the numbers that you wanted to pick.
That's right.
And my mom had a set of numbers, and my dad had a set of numbers, and he went down to the chemist anyway and went in and did his and came out and sat in the car, and he goes, oh, geez, I'm after realising I never did your mother's. So he went back in and did them and came out, and that was grand that evening. Then we were at home and he put on the numbers on the programme on the telly.
Yeah, the live draw.
The live draw.
Ronan Collins.
Pen and paper taken down. Yeah, he had his pen and paper taken down the numbers, and he pulled out his one anyway, his lotto slip, and checked it out, and he was after winning, he was after getting four and the bonus. So at the time it was like £2,000 and like that, years ago like that. That was massive
so
money.
So we're probably talking 1986, when £2,000 would go a lot further than now.
Oh, stop. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So he was buzzing, jumping around the place. We're all delighted. And when he kind of calmed down then and got his breath, he said he better check my mom's. So he went out and got hers and checked it and realised that he was after doing his own numbers twice. So he got it on the double, one on the double.
£4,000.
Yeah, £4,000. My mother said they were thought they'd go to Australia for that. The time there was so much excitement. Yeah.
What did you? Amazing. How did he celebrate the £4,000?
He brought us on holidays. I think we went to Portugal, and like that was very exotic at the time. Yeah, I think that's what he did with it. But oh my God, we were absolutely over the moon. I remember him jumping around the sitting room.
I was just looking at. I asked my old friend AI this morning, right? What would £2,000 buy you in 1986? Substantial amount of money back then. I have to tell you that the equivalent now is about 8,000 euro, or probably 8,000 pounds, which makes it even more. It could be £2,000 in 86, could be £10,000 now, right?
God, yeah, I can imagine. Probably so, yeah.
It would have bought a very decent used car, or go close to buying a new one. A brand new Ford Fiesta was 2,900 at the time, so it wasn't far off the price of a Ford Fiesta. The average house price in 1986 was 36,000, so it was a massive chunk of a house deposit.
God almighty, back in the days, those were the days, weren't they?
It would have bought him 2,500 pints of beer in the local pub, and
maybe was a pioneer.
Oh, so he wouldn't have been drinking 2,500 pints in the Lobster in Waterville.
Teetotaler, he was and he was the law around the village as well. So
was he the cop?
He was straight-laced.
All right, well then, hang on a second. It would have bought him 5,200 pints of milk.
Oh, he loved milk. Yeah, that was his favourite drink. Pints of it, he used to.
Or 4,000 loaves of crusty bread.
Oh
my God! Thank God he forgot to get his wife's numbers. He won on the double.
Mixed the two sheets up, yeah, and did his own twice.
And off he went to Portugal. He's passed now, has he, Fidelma?
He has. Back in 22, yeah. He died of melanoma, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a great story, though. What a great story.
Yeah, great story. Great memory to have.
Yeah. So are you in Cork now?
Oh, I'm in Cork. I'm sad to say that I'm longer living in Cork now than I ever was in Kerry, unfortunately.
Okay, why would you have left beautiful Waterville?
Oh, do you know, back in the days, around 43 now, so we left for college. You'd know the choice, but to leave. really, if you wanted to carry on with some bit of education. So a lot of us left around that time. But there's a lot that's moved back as well. You know, it's a lovely place to grow up by the sea, and we've great childhoods down there. Sure, it's fabulous.
Oh, you know, I was there. I was in Waterville on Sunday. I was in the Lobster Bar. There was a Kaylee. There was a fabulous trad session going on in the corner, and the food there is so consistently brilliant. Do you ever go back there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My mom is still there. So we go down, like the summers now, we go down a lot and the kids are in off school. So we take advantage of it then. But I don't go down as much as I'd like to. You know, it's hard with work and everything. But we go down as often as we can with my mom, and my sister lives down there as well.
Oh, that's lovely. That's a lovely story to share. Your dad was the local guard in Waterville. Happy days.
He was. Happy he was. Days. Yeah. Yeah.
May you rest in peace. Great story. Thanks for sharing, Fidelma. Take care.
Mind yourself. Bye.
Oh, before you go, Fidelma, before you go, we've got these wonderful summer passes to all sorts of gorgeous tourist attractions across the county. Would you like one?
Oh, I'd love one.
Okay. Did you settle down or what did you do in Cork? You did?
Oh, I'm settled down, yeah, living in Ballincollig here now with two girls.
Oh, so you have smallies as well. Well, if it were me, I'd go for the Titanic experience in Cove.
You know, it's funny, I was listening to you talking about it today, and I think I never went there. So we were thinking about bringing them during the summer.
Well, you're going now. I have a family pass for you.
Oh, thanks a million.
Not at all. You enjoy it.
Thanks
all right. Take care.